Next up, fourth list candidate in the Pennebont Bromorganwg constituency for Welsh Labour, Jonathan Cox.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to stand in this election.
So I'm standing. I live in Llantwit Major with my family. I've lived here for well over a decade now. I'm a community organiser by background, and I've worked with communities throughout Bridgend and the Vale to act on local issues that matter to them, often around low wages, welcoming refugees, and very basic issues like, are there safe ways for children to get to school? And looking at this election, I've not stood for election before. This is the first time that I've done it. And the reason why I've put myself forward is because I think Wales is facing a crossroads. Do we build on what we built through Welsh Labour since the time of devolution, since 1999, or do we go another way? And personally, I'm very worried about lots of things that are a benefit to my family and the community I live in being lost if Labour aren't given another chance after this election. So I'm putting myself forward for that reason. I'm encouraging people, obviously, to vote Labour and to remember the things. It's very easy when you're presented at an election to think about, oh, well, is it time for change? That narrative of change is very powerful. But actually, I think we need to think quite carefully before we vote. This isn't just about like what colour are we going to paint the toilet, something that we can cover over in 6 months if we don't like it. This is who we're choosing to run our country for the next period of 4 years. I can't think of a more serious decision than that. So I think, and I encourage all people in Vale of Glamorgan, take a look at the manifestos, dig deep into the parties, and then make a decision which one best sets out the course for Wales that resonates with you, and then vote for them. And I'll be encouraging people to vote Labour.
And we've been out and about in the recent weeks, speaking to local people about some of the issues that matter to them. These questions are kind of being created from those issues. And the first one that comes up time after time is the cost of living. It's a key area that raises concern for local people, seeing rising costs in energy, fuel, council tax, food and more. What will a Labour government do to fix the cost of living crisis in Wales and make sure that people feel like they have a bit more money in their back pocket?
It's the number one issue that's being raised with me on the doorstep when I'm out knocking in Bridgend and the Vale. What I would say is not just look at what Labour's going to do, what has Labour done already? My background was as a living wage campaigner. I was involved in getting tens of thousands of people in Wales a pay rise to the real living wage. The Welsh Government under Labour has really backed the real living wage. I was involved in a campaign with care workers during the pandemic. These are people going out day after day, putting their lives on the line. There'll be lots of care workers probably listening to your programme now throughout Bridgend and the Vale who are being paid the minimum wage. When you pay someone the minimum wage, you're essentially saying, I'd love to pay you less if only I could get away with it. What we were arguing for is that people should be paid a real living wage that could meet the cost of living. Real living wage is the only measure that is built on the cost of living independently chosen. I'm proud that the Welsh Labour government put that as a key thing in 2021. Now every single care worker in Wales is paid the real living wage thanks to a Welsh Labour government. Doesn't happen in England, by the way. Not every care worker in England is paid the real living wage. So there's an indication of what we've done. In terms of what we're going to be doing going forward, again, this is going to be a cost of living is going to be a key focus for us moving forward. The sort of things we've pledged to do are to put a £2 cap on bus fares. Again, for people travelling around, travelling to work, that's a big cost. We're capping it. We've already capped train fares as we go. And we're pushing to bring energy prices down as well. That is a big thing for listeners now, I'm sure. The bill that they'll dread coming through is the electricity bill, not least with what's going on in Middle East and the gas as well. Welsh Labour is four square saying, we're going to bring your bills down. What we're also going to do is make sure you've got better insulation in your homes. And we're going to make sure that jobs, well-paid jobs, are going to be created in the energy industry in Wales.
Another key issue that keeps coming up is housing. There's two parts, I guess, to this. There's the need to meet that targets for housing and to get more housing and people off waiting lists, but also concerns around overdevelopment. We've seen campaign groups recently talking about developments around the Waycock Cross roundabout, for instance, in Barry. How can we respond to that housing crisis without putting even more pressure on local infrastructure?
It's a really tough one, isn't it? Because there is a housing crisis. And again, I'm proud that Welsh Labour have built more social housing than ever before in this last Senedd term. And we've committed for an ambitious target for the next 10 years. If re-elected, we will build 100,000 new homes in Wales, low carbon, energy efficient, and 40% of them affordable and at social rent level, which will mean that they will be genuinely accessible. Because quite often we see these developments going up and not enough of them are affordable, and actually local people are priced out of that. When I go and knock on doors in Barry, and in Llantwit, in other parts of Bridgend, it is a big issue that comes up. People are often living now with extended family because they can't afford a place of their own. For our young people in particular, I feel this is a major issue of intergenerational unfairness. We can't get away from the fact that we need to invest in more housing, and Welsh Labour will do that. If you are then living in a near to a site where those houses are going to be built, understandably, that's going to change things for you. And I can totally empathise how difficult that is. Well, you've moved into a particular place, you've got used to it. Nobody really likes change of that sort, particularly change that they can't control. What we've got to do is make sure that there's the proper infrastructure in place, that good decisions are made, and that local communities are consulted, and that we try and bring people together around the table to try and find the best places for development in their communities. In my view, that would be brownfield first. But unfortunately, there are just not enough brownfield sites in the right places to meet the need that we've got. So that means that we need to do some greenfield development, but to do that sensitively and cooperatively.
And another key remit that comes off the back of that, I guess, is local transport. Welsh Government obviously own Cardiff Airport and Transport for Wales. Yet one thing that comes up time after time is the poor transport links, particularly in the rural Vale of Glamorgan, still falling short. Particularly, you mentioned living in Llantwit Major, an area that's been promised more and more trains, but to date hasn't been delivered by a Welsh Labour government. What would you say to people who are calling for improvements to train infrastructure, but also the calls that come for train stations in Athen to help people with all those new developments being built there?
My answer and the answer of the Labour candidates, all of us in this election, would be we're 100% with you. I think it's worth remembering that we only have a train line running through the Vale from the Barry to Bridgend area because of a Labour government and because of devolution. Secondly, yes, we have been promised that second train an hour for quite a while in places like Llantwit further down the line. I was delighted to see that Jane Hutt and Ken Skates made an announcement just before the Senedd finished to say that that would be developed at peak times. I think by the end of this year, we're going to have those two trains an hour, and Transport for Wales are going to be bringing that on course. I want more, and I want it more quickly. It directly affects me. I've come here by train today. I only had one option in the hour. I'd love for there to be two. It is a particular issue in the rural Vale, and we need to think not just about trains, but about buses as well to make the connections between those places. We need Welsh Labour is committed to, if we get re-elected, not only capping the cost of buses, but introducing 100 new bus routes across Wales. Because of our bus bill, we've re-regulated our bus system. We've taken it back from just the private sector deciding. That will give elected politicians and government the ability to decide actually where routes need to go. And Welsh Labour's promised to do that in cooperation and collaboration with local communities to say, tell us where you want these 100 bus routes, and we'll work with you to do that.
And whilst you say a date's been set, I guess for people living in the area, though, dates have been set many times in the past and they've not been met. So can you understand why people maybe are frustrated and maybe look at that date and go, well, I don't quite believe it until it's going to happen?
I totally understand that feeling because, as I said, I'm one of the people who use that train route, and I would have loved to have had more trains delivered before now. And as you say, we have been promised that time after again. Also with the St. Athan station, where time after time we've had UK Westminster governments and the Conservatives promise that and then not deliver. My understanding, and I can provide more information afterwards if it's helpful for listeners, is that there is going to be a study into the St. Athan station that has now been agreed. I can send you through the information from Ken Skates, who's the Transport Minister, or will be up until the election anyway. The job of citizens is to hold politicians' feet to the fire, and if I'm elected, I'll be very open to constituents coming after me and saying, "Well, where's that second train an hour that was committed to?" And I'll be on their side fighting for it too. And that's the job of a good Senedd member.
And one of the other key issues that comes up time after time is the NHS. There's record waiting lists, people struggling to access GP appointments, and in some cases, people travelling miles for appointments. What needs to be done to fix the NHS and make sure it works for local people?
Yeah, it's a real issue, right? Because people's experience of the NHS is really, really mixed. On the one hand, I was just chatting to someone the other day. He had a cancer scare. He went to the GP, got an appointment easily. Within 4 months, he'd gone through all of the process of getting a specialist appointment in the Heath, going through all the system, having it checked out, and being given the all clear. At the same time, his wife is on a waiting list to have a knee op and has been waiting years. And I think in a picture, and in that one family's experience, you see the challenges we face in the NHS in Wales. Labour, of course, is the party of the NHS. We invented it. I called my son Nye, after Nye Bevan, who founded the NHS. That gives an indication of how important I think it is. we need to invest in it more. Labour is committed to £4 billion of extra investment in the NHS. We already provide more investment in the NHS in Wales than other governments do at a UK level. I think of particular interest to people in this neck of the woods is the investment that's going to go in the Heath Hospital. I took my son into the Heath last year to be seen. It was wet. We had to dodge buckets of water as rain was dripping through the ceiling. That is not right in the 21st century NHS, which is why I'm proud that Welsh Labour has committed to a rebuild of the Heath Hospital. In terms of those rural issues, I think we've got a fantastic health centre now in Cowbridge. I'm from Llantwit. I want to see a similar thing there, and I'll be pushing for a better health provision in Llantwit. Llantwit and St Athan are two fast-growing parts of the Vale that don't have all of the infrastructure sometimes that other parts of the Vale have, and I'll be pushing to make sure that that's redressed.
And when we've been out speaking to local people about their voting intentions, many people feel that with Labour running the Welsh Company 27 years, it hasn't delivered for the people of Wales. What would you say to those people who are maybe turning their back on the party and considering others like Plaid, Green, or even Reform?
Yeah, I'd say I totally understand that as a human emotion. When you've got used to something for a long period of time, sometimes the grass always does look greener on the other side. If you think about sometimes you sit in your house and you think, and you're watching something fancy on telly, someone's got a nice, oh, I wish my house was better than them. Then you look into the reality of it. You reflect actually on what your house has given you and the happy memories you've had there and the good things it provides, which often you overlook after you get used to it for a period of time. And then you look in detail at what the possible other options are, and you see that actually they're either going to cost you a lot more money or they're flimsy or you can't be taken in by the brochure. So what I would say is take this seriously. This isn't about deciding a colour to paint your toilet. It is deciding about who runs Wales. And for that, you need to look at the track record of each political party in Wales. The reason why Labour have been in power for this period of time is not because we made it so. It's because the people of Wales trusted us and invested their votes in doing it. That's the nature of democracy. And there was a reason for that. It's because we're historically and currently connected to the people of Wales in a very, very deep way, and will continue to do so. So, and then the final thing I'll say is Labour's delivered for my family. I'm very directly benefiting from free prescriptions. My family are benefiting from the investment in education. Both my kids are in school in the Vale of Glamorgan, having fantastic experiences in newly built schools with investment that's coming from Welsh Labour. There are lots and lots of different things. Check out our manifesto online. It has a whole list of things that that Welsh Labour has delivered for Wales. Of course, once these things are agreed, you move on and you ask for the next thing. But I think it's important when you're deciding to cast your vote, don't just go with whoever you think has got the flashiest push. Look at their track record and ask what's the future direction they're going to set for Wales.
And finally, in 30 seconds, why should people vote for Welsh Labour come May 7th?
Vote Labour for fairness that you can feel. Welsh Labour because we're the party of the NHS that has delivered for Wales for 27 years and will continue. But this is a new chapter. A new First Minister who wasn't elected last time round. We've had some change through there. Linda Morgan bringing a freshness and a challenge to Westminster. And an exciting and radical manifesto for this new chapter, which is going to be about the cost of living, it's going to be about jobs, and it's going to be about investing in the NHS. And fundamentally, I think that's what people in the Vale and Bridgend really want. They don't want the divisiveness of Reform. I think they're a bit sceptical about the constitutional obsession of Plaid Cymru. And if that's you, then you should vote Labour on May the 7th.
That was fourth list candidate for Welsh Labour, Jonathan Cox.